There's been so much going on at the Baltimore Museum of Art with the 100th year anniversary, and it's almost difficult to keep up, and it's always a pleasure to catch up with Jay Fisher, who wears many hats at the museum. He's a senior curator, also deputy director of curatorial affairs, and will also be donning the hat of interim co-director as things change around. It's lovely to welcome you in all these capacities, Jay. Thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thanks for having me.
I'm sure this is a difficult question, sort of like perhaps when people ask me who my favorite composer is. But of the various things that have been happening with the opening of the new entrance and with all the galleries opening up and the new American wing, what has been the thing that's been most exciting for you?
Well, you know, when people ask me what my favorite work of art is, I always say it's the thing that I most recently talked about or had a chance to sort of plumb or really get into that is the most important for me. So that changes from, you know, could change from day to day, month to month. You know, I don't have just one work of art. And I'd have to say it's a bit that way with the installations because, first of all, going through the preparation and all the work and the planning, and then when you see the installation, it's just such a revelation. You just can't believe you've finally gotten to the point where it's all done. And just as you planned, the works of art look magnificent. And I think, you know, beginning with the contemporary wing and then going to the American wing and now finishing up with the African and Asian, the collections have never looked better. But it's not just the looks. They're also more involving in a way because we've added themes. In the case of the American wing, we've integrated paintings with the decorative arts. We've brought together so many objects that we haven't had on view and providing new ways for people to look at them and think about them. It amazes me the things that have appeared that I hadn't seen before.
And of course, for us coming into the museum, it all just looks so meant. It's hard to imagine all the backstage work. But of course, somebody who's been keeping her hand on the tiller with with absolutely unwavering direction has been Doreen Bolger all of these years. And I know that one of her goals was really to open up the John Russell Pope entrance again. Yeah. And now with her resignation, again, perhaps this is an unfair question, but how are you envisioning the future going forward now after this huge climax of all of these things happening with the 100th anniversary?
Well, we still have more to do, for one thing. So next fall, we'll be opening our new education center, which provides space and opportunities for people in terms of having classes and getting together for community events. So I'm really looking forward to that. And then we have to still get the Pacific Island art out. We've got ancient American art that's waiting for some fundraising that we need to do first to get that out. There's Native American. And it always changes. I guess it's somewhat like the painting of the Golden Gate Bridge in a way. When you finish one end, you're starting at the other. But because we've been rethinking how to really look at objects that we do in installations, it takes longer to prepare and to think these things out. And we want to make sure they're well done.
Well, I'm obviously going to have to talk to you again very soon as all of these things evolve.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure as always. I've been speaking to Jay Fisher, who wears so many important hats at the Baltimore Museum of Art. Officially, he's the Deputy Director of Curatorial Affairs. And do pay the BMA a visit. It's an absolute gem in the city. More information at artbma.org. As always, a pleasure, Jay. Thanks so much.
Well, thanks for having me.